otherwise I'll cook out.
Sure, Doctor.
I'm buying my little game boy is going up to buy you.
Where?
Wait a minute.
Huh? Oh, well, she must be over there with Uncle Kelly. Go see.
Now, a jacket might have fancy. Well, what would you wear when it got cold you put on?
A sweater.
Okay, or
a sweater, or I put some kind of, well, me, I have no smock than anything else. I put a smock. A smock is made just like a coat, like a jacket, but it's a smock.
Okay.
For a woman.
You might say a coat has fancy buttons.
Fancy button.
Yeah. You
would
sew the buttons.
Yeah, I sewed the button underneath there.
Yeah.
I never wear nothing torn or anything like that because I sewed that myself.
Sometimes between a coat and a shirt, your husband might wear, what would he wear?
Well, he used to wear both. His shirt that goes, then he'd wear a jacket on top. He had a jacket him all the time.
Okay.
But to go on the boat, he had a big coat. It was a coat he had to wear because it was cold and all that.
Did you ever see those three-piece suits they would wear? What would they have? They would have a
vest, a coat, and a... Some of them got the vest and the coat and the shirt. There's the three pieces.
When he was working just every day, what would he wear around the barn?
He does have a shirt and pants on, khaki. The khaki, yellow khaki shirt and pants.
Did you ever see the things that people would wear that would, they just put a pair of these on?
The jumpsuit?
Or the strap off,
An overall. That's what you call it. Yeah. Well, there are lots of people, olden days, that's all they had overall. And my daddy never wore an overall.
Yeah.
He had those pants, a belt, and a shirt. So never wore overall. My mother was making all the clothes, my daddy's clothes.
Yeah. What would be on a belt to say that it was cowhide and nothing else? It would say, Virginia would say, that the belt was made out of cowhide?
Oh, yeah, like a kind of a ladder. You mean the elk ladder
or genuine
or whatever you call
genuine.
It. Genuine, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you that.
You might say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year
it fit. Last year, but it don't fit this year. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever used to get clothes that you would...
From the year to year, yeah, that's for sure. Not too much me, but my husband, because it would come too small or... this shirt is a little kind of tight on me. He put it in the corner of the closet. Well, maybe later on I'll be able to wear it, but he'd sit there and he'd have another one.
Yeah. You would wear it?
I'd wear it in wintertime, yes, indeed I'd wear it. I'm so, so cool all wintertime, you know?
You are?
Yeah.
If your old matching coat and pants are off,
yeah, some people match their clothes, that's something I never worry about me. I'll wear whatever I have, and I don't care who likes it or not. That's the way I am. Some people would dress up to go to church, look at who else.
Every spring they go out and buy.
Oh, yeah, not me. I wear what I have, and if they don't like it, I'm sorry, but I wear what I have.
But sometimes they go out every spring and buy...
Buy some clothes and new clothes and new outfits and this and that.
Okay, a man might go out and buy...
He buys some spring clothes, yeah. A new jacket, a new suit and everything. Mm-hmm.
When you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Yeah, make them poke off, out like this. And I don't like that. These days they wear that clothes so tight, you think it's going to bust.